Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Spill the Tea.
The community is unbelievable.
The way I feel about myself, my energy, my self-confidence.
The cravings are gone. I'm eating things that I haven't eaten in 27 years.
Well, here we are to spill the tea. We have the perfect guest for you today. Given that we are in the last week of the program, we are focusing on maintenance. Everyone's always like, why can't we talk? Where are the people in maintenance? Well, the people who are in maintenance are over in the maintenance group. I know we are actually streaming live into the maintenance group as well today. So hello, everyone in the maintenance mindfulness group. Hello, everyone joining me today. Okay, so our guest today, Julie Pickering, she's lost 57 pounds, though she's sitting more at 54 pounds. We're going to talk about that when we get into our conversation. She's 68 years old. And of course, you know, I talk about that because people have this perception that weight loss gets harder as you go. And to me, age has never been an issue because there's so many other things you need to factor in when it comes to your weight loss journey. She has been married for 45 years to a great guy who also lost 22 pounds with her during the program, which is really cool. So we're going to talk to her a bit about that. But let's get into this conversation because honestly, I am so excited to have her because to hear from somebody who's done it, they're living it. I think it makes it more real and more tangible. So let's introduce Julie Pickering. Hi.
Hello. How are you, Gina?
And good. I saw we played a little intro of you because I know there's people who are listening and didn't see it. And you talked about being kind to yourself and not berating yourself. Is this a new concept for you? Do you find that? Did you do that?
Well, with dieting? You know, I'm pretty hard on myself sometimes because, you know, being a bit of a type A personality, you know, when I did my first program, if I made any little boo-boos, like if I thought, oh, you know, I ate too much or I had the wrong thing or I had something I wasn't supposed to have, I was pretty hard on myself and thought, oh, come on, you've got to get on the program. And, you know, it's funny. It's taken a few programs, but I'm much more relaxed and I'm much kinder to myself than I used to be. And yeah. I think that is so important for new members because they've been maybe down the road of dieting before. And maybe that's, you know, they've had, you know, great success, you know, losing the weight, but maybe not maintaining it. And then they get mad at themselves. But then that becomes a self-perpetuating cycle. You get mad at yourself, you berate yourself, then you feel bad. So then you want something to make yourself feel better. So then you eat something stupid, right? So,
yeah. Okay. So how'd you break that? Five programs in to lose. This is your sixth program that you're doing to maintain. Julie actually wasn't in the weight loss group. You just got into it, I think, last week because you have been solidifying your weight by doing another round of the program, but in the maintenance group itself. So how did you... Like, I know that's such a journey, but how did you get to that place that you are like calm now?
Well, part of it is, you know, just the, it sounds crazy, but just the routines of being, you know, being part of the program, certainly being part of the online community was huge for me because I could see people supporting each other, people I don't even know. I just know their names. You know, there's some names out there that they seem like old friends to me, but I've never met them. Right. But the thing is, those people who don't even know you jump on sometimes when you're not feeling that great and you say, I'm having struggles or whatever. And besides the actual staff who obviously comes in and supports you, these people that don't even know you come in and say, you know, I've been there. I know how you're feeling. Hang in there. It's going to be okay. And that kind of thing really I found very, very helpful. And I was looking at that thinking, well, if those people who don't even know me are being kind, why am I not being kind to myself? Right. So.
Yeah. Ooh, so I love that. Okay. Go ahead. Finish.
I was going to say, so it's that. And also, a new practice for me, which was as of my second group, not my first group, a member had said something about a meditation app. And I thought, oh, I'll try it. Never did that before. So I have an Apple iPhone. So I was able to get Soothing Pod, which is free, you know, if you have an Apple iPhone. And they're not long. They're anywhere between 9 and 12 minutes. And they're guided meditations. But honestly, I find them amazing. I am so calm after I've done one of those. And in fact, I've actually fallen almost asleep during one of them, which is, that's pretty relaxed. But I found that that really helped to calm the whole mood down too. And I never used to do that before. So this is something new as a direct result of taking the Levy program. So,
you know, I love that because that is not something, I mean, we do talk about, you know, relieving stress and meditation and moving your body and the importance of that. But, you know, we never talk about that. Maybe how meditation would be a great complement to kind of like help you with all the feels, the anxiety, the stresses, all of that that you're feeling while you're on your journey. I love that.
And I find that, you know, once you, if you try to, I try to hit it every day. So there are a few days sometimes that I don't get to it, but I can tell the difference. If I haven't done my meditation, I'm not as, I don't know. I just don't feel as complete as I normally do when I had, when I've done the meditation. When I've done it, I just think, yep, I'm ready to carry on from here. And it just makes a really big difference. And I know some people find meditation very difficult. And I will admit that when I first started doing it, you know, I could hear the clock ticking and I heard a dog barking in the background and I'm thinking, okay, you know, and I would be aware that my leg was sort of, you know, itchy or something. But after a while, you just sort of like really listen to what's being said on the guided meditation. And you really do the deep breathing and boy, it makes such a difference. It's unbelievable. So even that, even the deep breathing is a big help, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. That's a good takeaway for people. Especially if you're feeling the feels. We talk about the messy middle. We talk about how the feels are normal to pop up. And the whole goal is to lose your weight in a way, physically healthy, mentally healthy. Yes, yes, yes. But where you're calm, where you're calm around food and you're in tune. And I love meditation being part of that. Okay, let's talk about maintenance. So you lost your weight. How did you know you were done?
Okay. So I had this goal in my mind. Okay. So in my mind, I was going to lose, you know, 60 pounds. I had this set number in my head. I was going to go down to 140. Okay.
Okay.
And so, you know, I did really well. I got, you know, the first program, especially it kind of melts off, you know, and then in between the programs, and this is something to, you know, keep in mind if you're finishing the program this week and you're worried about the in-between. Actually, if you just keep following the principles, I can tell you from experience that actually you will probably lose weight in between. Okay.
Yeah.
My friend Sue and I did both lose weight in between the sessions. So that was really nice. And so, you know, I guess essentially.
Like you were going for, what was your goal? 60? You wanted?
Yeah, it was 60.
60 pounds.
I was sort of hovering around 147. And it would kind of go like, you know, 2.2 up and 0.2 down and here and there. And it was just, and I was following all the principles. And, you know, of course, with the odd indulgence here and there, but I was doing all the things. I was, you know, my sleep was good. My supplements were there. My meditation was there. And, you know, and the thing that you have to remember too, is it's not just about the pounds, the sizes melted down. I was very happy with the way I was looking in my clothes and how they were fitting. And, you know, I thought to myself, why am I fixated on this number? What is this number? Why is this number so important? And why is this a big deal? And I thought, let me just see how we do here. So I just kept following the principles. And I guess about halfway through maintenance, I thought to myself, well, you know what? Maybe right now, this is where I am at the moment. I mean, I may still decide to do the program again in its entirety at some point and see if I can maybe just for the fun of it, try to get down. But I think for me, I'm feeling very good. I feel healthy. I feel calm. If I go out for dinner, unlike in my first program where I almost dreaded going out for dinner because I think, oh no, it's going to wreck my, you know, my progress here. But now I go, yeah, I'm going out for dinner with friends. It's going to be great. I'm going to make a healthy choice. And then I'm just going to, you know, go right back on track if my choice, you know, is a slightly unhealthy. So, I don't worry about it anymore. I don't worry about food. I don't worry about it. I know that I can do all the prep that I need to do. And I do. I know that I will have my meals and snacks because I prefer to eat that way now. It's not that I have to. I want to. That's the difference.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And so really I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm pretty happy. So why fixate, right? I think stressing yourself about a number could actually be retarding your progress is what I'm thinking. Yes. So I still have hopes that I'm going to see it creep down again.
Well, you know, we talk about this a lot in the maintenance group where people, well, first of all, trying to decide, we talk about this in the weight loss group, is how do you know when you were done? And it's really a feeling. It's not about chasing that number.
And then it really is.
People get into maintenance. What happens is that they still kind of like they're in maintenance and then they're still getting on that scale, kind of hoping it will move sometimes. Right. And then they realize, what am I doing? I feel good. I'm happy. I just need to, like, you know, sit where I'm at. And then we also have people who go into maintenance and then stay in maintenance for a while. And they're like, you know what? I think I might go for another 5 or another 10. Like, you're allowed to change your mind. Just because you reach your goal, you go into maintenance, doesn't mean that you can't change your goal and go back into focusing on weight loss again. Okay. Let's talk about, so I just want to go through where you were at. So you did the spring summer 2022 program and you lost 20.8 pounds. Then you did the big break in between. So that 7-week break in between groups. You guys think some people are nervous with the 2-week break. You did the big 7-week break in between groups and you lost like 9.8. So you lost almost 10 more pounds. Then you did the fall 2022, 11.4, winter 5 pounds, spring summer 5 pounds. And then the fall of 2023. So just this last fall program, up and down that 0.5 pounds. And then that's where you kind of decided, I'm ready for maintenance. And then you've been doing maintenance this entire time.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, like, maintenance? Maintenance, it's great. I have to say the maintenance group is very much like the weight loss group in that it's very supportive, really, really great bunch of people that have some good tips. They have some really good things to say. And the thing about maintenance too, is I've noticed that, I really noticed in this maintenance group that because Sue was in maintenance before me, and we have both noticed that there's a lot more stuff happening in maintenance. There's more posts, there's more experts, there's more everything. It is feeling really good. And it's just, you know, I check in every day, not because I have to, because I want to. I want to see what's up. I want to see what's happening, what the conversation is, you know. And I'm still in that stage where I'm not in my finally and forever and don't care what's happening and I can just go off and live my life. I'm not quite there yet. Yeah. But I am in the stage where I do love checking in to see what the conversation is and what's happening, because all kinds of great stuff comes up. And certainly I listen to, you know, Dr. Dina, Dina Kara Schaefer. Is that right? Or Kara Dina Schaefer?
Dr. Yes. Dina. That's Dr. Dina work.
I love her. I love Dr. Beverly. You know, I mean, those two in particular, I get very excited when I know that they're going to be on, because I know they're going to say something very insightful. They always do. And it's a good takeaway. It resonates with me for the whole week after I've heard one of those, you know?
Yeah, I love it. So you were nervous though, you know, you were worried about maintaining your weight because you've dieted before.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm the diet queen. I've done Nutrisystem. I've done Weight Watchers. I've done the grapefruit diet, you know. And, you know, of course, I was really good at losing weight. I could lose it every single time, but the maintaining, not. So that did worry me when I first went in, because I was thinking, okay, I hope this is going to work for me because, you know, I have not been successful in the past. But actually, having said that, I was a little worried. I was also feeling pretty confident because I think I have the tools. The tools have been really well laid out all through the programs. Yeah. And I felt that, and then of course the maintenance, you know, group is also an incredibly great tool because it does keep you on track and make you accountable, really, you know? And I love your phrase, check yourself before you wreck yourself, because as you say, you can't really gain 20 pounds without noticing. You're really going to notice it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that sense of awareness. You know, we've been having the conversations. I know you've been listening and you're a guest on our Weigh In Wednesday conversations. This is where we have people join us and we talk about the variety of different things. Are you surprised by the maintenance conversation?
A little bit, because I know that there's people in maintenance that were still a little bit stressed the last couple of weeks. And I think, you know, part of it is could be just, you know, like holiday stress or whatever, or just different things. But I'm a little surprised that people are as stressed as sometimes they seem to be. But then on the other hand, again, they're in maintenance, but some of them are also still losing. They join maintenance, but they're also still in a weight loss group. So they're not quite at their goal yet. And they're not solidifying. So maybe they're still a little concerned about, and they just wanted to see what was happening in maintenance. So they joined both, you know, which is also a very good idea because you can see what's coming down the pipe, right? So, yeah.
Are you able to see the contrast? Like, this is where we used to say, so when I just ran the weight loss groups, I would like take a new group. I would take a group of people through. And then at the end, then the new people would come in. And it's like the old people would be like, what? Like what? They don't know anything. Like what these questions that they're asking. And I was like, yo, you guys were the new people like 3 months ago. I said, like, you need to appreciate like how far you've come. Right. And everyone coming in. That's what I love about our community. It just kind of like lifts everybody up. We all want people to be successful. But are you sort of able to reflect back and be like, oh, man, that's like, can you see how far you've come?
It's very different in some ways because when you're in the weight loss group, yes, there are lots and lots of questions that you already know the answer to. Anyone that's done like one or two programs, they know the answers to all those questions. And sometimes I find it very sweet that a lot of times the members will jump in and say the answer before the staff even gets a chance to say anything because they know the answers, you know, which is very sweet. Right. And you promote a very positive atmosphere in both groups, no negativity, which I love because there's lots of negativity on the internet. So, you know, people are answering, but in a kind and very supportive way. And that makes all the difference to the newbies, I think. But maintenance people are more, they've been through at least a few programs. So they're a little bit not asking some of the really early questions. They're asking more. I find they're asking more questions about, I guess, lifestyle or asking questions about deeper things, like deeper topics, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a deeper experience. And that's the other thing. When you go through the first program, you're so concerned about the food and getting it all right. And as you go through, you're actually realizing that there's a lot more to deal with than just the food. It's all those feelings from the past. Because, I mean, one of the things I had to deal with was, I think I said this on the last thing I was on. I'm a sort of a serial people pleaser. I have grown up that way. I always want people to be happy. So I tend to sort of bend over backwards, trying to run around making people happy. And sometimes I'm not happy, but I'm making other people happy. And it's been hard for me. Like, that was really hard for me. And I had to really think about that in the second and third program. Why am I having so much trouble putting myself first and saying, no, I need to take the time to do my movement. No, I need to take the time to prepare my meals. You know, this kind of thing. And suddenly it was almost like an aha thing where you think, yeah, I am perfectly worth taking the time to do that. And I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to wait a little bit till I get my stuff done. And then I can work with whatever I need to work with to help you. Right. So that came hard for me. That was the thing I had to work through like crazy, but that was more in my second and third go through. Right. So.
Well, I think that's important that you mention it because I say a lot of times it's the hardest thing for some people is just to prioritize themselves, to show up for themselves.
And I feel really hard for moms because moms are so used to putting their kids first every single time and their husbands. And, you know, sometimes that, you know, a kid can wait 5 minutes while you prepare a salad. You can talk to them while you're doing it. Here, nibble on a cucumber while mommy's making her salad, you know, or whatever. I know I'm saying that I don't even have kids. So what do I know? But you know, the thing is basically, I think you have to get that mindset where you have to make it a priority. If you don't prioritize yourself, nobody else is going to, let me tell you, they are not going to prioritize you. So you have to do it, you know?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So speaking of husbands, your husband, it says here, he lost 22 pounds just eating what you ate while you followed the program.
Yeah, that was the first program. I was kind of laughing. Well, actually, between the first and second program, he lost the 22 pounds. I think he lost about 12 the first program. And then there was the break and he lost a couple more. Then he lost more in the second program. It wasn't that he was actually like he wasn't doing the videos or any of that stuff. But of course, he was having fruit snack when I had fruit snack and he was having nut snack because he said, oh, what are you having? Nuts? Oh, I'll have some nuts, you know. And then so he just was following the program without even realizing he was following it. And he was quite surprised how much he had lost, which was nice. So,
Oh my goodness.
I bet you there's a lot of family people that do that they follow along with whatever their person's doing, right? So that's a nice little side benefit.
We hear that so often. I want to just read out this comment, and they're talking about their worry. I can lose weight, but never been able to maintain a loss. But then there has never been a maintenance group available to me. And yeah, I think like we've been running the maintenance group for 2 years now, and we've come to realize the value in it and the importance in it. And, you know, when Julie talks about these deep conversations that we're having, nobody else is having those conversations, especially when it comes to not just weight loss, but maintenance. It's so much more than what you think. And I don't want to make it seem like it's this like big, arduous thing you have to do, but we definitely want to take the steps, solidifying your weight, maintaining your weight, real serious, and make sure you really are at a place where you know you feel confident and you feel ready to just kind of move on, live your life, live in the Livy way, of course. But can you kind of speak to this, Julie? Like, because what can you say to people who are worried about this already? They haven't even reached their goal yet. But in that sense, I do love that they're worried about maintenance because that means they know they're going to get there. But so many people have lost the weight and then they gain it all back so many times. That fear is very real. So what would you say to those people?
I guess I would say, trust yourself. You know, you're wiser than you know. And you've been following the program and following the principles of the program all this time through however many programs you've done. Even if you've only done one program, you know, it should be fairly ingrained. But if you've done multiple programs, you really know what you're doing when it comes to the food, the prep. You know that you're going to have to take some time to, say, shop for the right ingredients, chop the right amount of vegetables, you know, all the things you need to do. But not just that. You know that you're going to want to take time because you've really gotten to enjoy the movement. I think by the time you get to maintenance, even people like me that hate the gym, I mean, I have loved moving more. And I can't believe I'm saying that. I even did the squat challenge, for heaven's sakes, okay? And I hate squats. I'm going to just say it right now. I hate squats. But I did it because it was a challenge, okay? Now, I'm not going to guarantee that I'm going to do squats for the rest of my life, but I am walking. Yeah. I do two kinds of dance. I do yoga and I do the stretches. And I think that's really good for me who never liked exercise before at all. But I like doing it now. I want to do it. Okay. That's the difference. And it's like, I want to eat the Livy way because that's where I'm most comfortable. And I think people need to realize that when you go on maintenance, it's not like anything like some magical thing changes. You're still going to prefer to eat that lovely clean way that you've been eating because you're going to feel better. And if you've got that mind body connection going, I mean, I can tell you that, you know, for Easter, I made a chocolate cake for my goddaughter's birthday. It was a very good chocolate cake. I had a small piece. I gave the rest of the cake to them to take home. Yay. But I mean, the next day I thought, I can feel that chocolate cake. I sort of knew that I had had something. Because I got a sugar rush right after I had it. I thought, I'm not used to that much sugar. You can really notice when you eat differently the way you normally eat. And you want to go back on track because that's how you feel normal again.
And I think so. The reason why people, they just go back after diets is you literally starved yourself, deprived yourself. Yeah. You're so hungry and you haven't worked through anything, haven't made new connections. You're not actually feeling better. You may have lost weight, but you're not feeling better. And then when you lose your weight in a way that you do with the Livy method, you quite enjoy feeling really good. There's another comment here. My husband followed with me my first round and lost more than me. He's not participating fully this round, but we do eat way better now. And I bet you feel much better and you have a better connection with each other because you have a better connection with yourself and you're more in tune and all of that. And I think people think, oh, they just want to get back to what they were doing before, but back to what you were doing before no. didn't make you feel good. Didn't make you feel
no, because
good.
I have to tell you, just as one example, in the past, we used to eat a lot of pasta because we both love pasta. And it's funny because I think we might have pasta, and usually I don't even have the pasta. Usually we have it once a month or something like that. And often, you know, if it's something like spaghetti and meatballs, I'll do the old, he has the pasta, I have the, you know, zucchini noodles or something like that, which I actually prefer, quite frankly. And I was worried when I went to Italy last year because I thought, oh my God, there's going to be pasta. I think I eat pasta twice the whole time I was in Italy because there's so much great seafood and all kinds of wonderful food there. Not just pasta, right? So I think you got to trust yourself that you're going to feel the same way because you are. You're going to prefer the way that you've been eating. And I know I've heard other people say that their taste buds and certainly mine have changed. I can't believe how much I love salad now, which I was sort of iffy about before. Tomatoes taste so sweet to me. Those cherry tomatoes, I can't believe it. And I find salty foods now like chips and stuff. Yeah, I mean, if I had a party, I might have one or two. Just I can't eat any more than that because they're too salty. It makes my mouth go all weird inside, you know. So I just don't eat that stuff anymore. But you have to trust that it's going to be okay. That you're going to feel this way, you know.
I love that you're sharing that because people can't imagine. Some people I know right now they're listening. They're like, I can't even imagine that. It takes work to get to that place.
Yeah, it does. And the other thing too is, okay, I'm going to admit that years ago I was a big mini egg person. I love those mini eggs, right? But I mean, again, chocolate doesn't taste the same to me. I'm sort of disappointed in a way because it doesn't taste the same to me as it used to. It doesn't have the same effect. So, you know, this year I didn't actually have any mini eggs. The last year I did. And they just didn't taste the same to me at all. And I don't know, because I'm not buying them, I'm not going down the aisles where that stuff is. So I don't have to look at it or think about it. So, you know, the old story where they say in the grocery store, you should be doing all the outside aisles because there's the produce over here, the dairy over there, the meat and fish there. And what you're going to sort of be really careful of is those middle aisles because that's where all the trouble lurks. Right. So, I'm very much an edge of the grocery store shopper, you know?
I want to share another comment here. This program is unique because it only gets easier over time. I mean, in many ways, it's hard as you start to work through your feels, but essentially, yes, because you get used to the routine and your body wants the weight gone just as much as you do. Maintenance is possible because you're not fighting against your body or ignoring it or staving off hunger. Yeah, right? Hunger pains. You're embracing your body by the constant connection. It feels so good to continue eating such healthy habits. What has changed for you since doing the Livy method? Like what's different? You've lost before. What's different this time?
Well, what I find with the Livy method is I love the fact that you're eating regularly during the day and you're eating good food in good amounts. Okay. That, you know, that you can eat so much, you know, you get the feeling of that's enough for me. I know that's going to be enough. And if you put a bit too much on your plate, you're quite happy to just leave what's there. Okay. That's the one thing. But I think in former diets and in former ways of doing things, they had you on such a restricted calorie count that you actually were really hungry all the time. And I can honestly say I was not ever hungry on the Livy method, never. And it was a very bad habit on my part too, that I would often let long periods of time go by during the day because I got busy or involved in something and I just wouldn't eat. And, you know, and then oh my God, now I'm starving. And then I eat way too much. And then I feel like crap afterwards. Yeah. Right. So that is not the case anymore, but that was pre-Livy, you know, these long periods of time. So I love the fact that it's regular meals and snacks and that you keep that blood sugar like nice and even, you know?
What's happened? What was your why when you started? What's your why now? Has it changed? Did it change? Is it the same?
Well, my why when I started was I retired from a museum. I used to do these during COVID. I did these little, you know, videos, you know, about costume history. And I looked at one of the videos and thought, oh my God, do I really look like that? I mean, I was a little shocked. Because unlike a lot of dieters, I don't have in my mind this feeling, this image of myself as being big. I always had the image of myself the way I used to be, like where I was when I was married, right? So I somehow, when I got bigger, I never really thought I was that big. I had this mental image that I was still small. So when I actually saw that video, it was a huge shock and a huge wake-up call. And I thought, oh my God, I've got to do something about this. That was my why. Also, my blood sugars were creeping up and my blood pressure was high. And my doctor said, you know, I'm not going to tell you to lose weight, he said, but here's the thing. If you went for a walk every day, that would be a good thing. And I thought, okay, he's really telling me to lose weight, but okay, he's doing it in a nice way. Anyway, I was very worried about that because he did say, if your sugars go up, you know, you could be pre-diabetic soon. And I thought, oh no, there's no way I'm not going to be diabetic. I'm not doing that. Right. Yeah. So that was the other thing. So two things, the photo and the medical thing. And I thought, no, I'm going to get a handle on this. So now, yes, my sugars are great. And my doctor's very happy with me. And he asked me for details on this method. My why of being in maintenance is because I don't ever want to go back to where I was on that video ever. And I'm really comfortable in my clothing. And here's a nice little benefit too. When Christmas was over, I didn't have that. I actually remembered thinking, oh, I don't have to go on a diet after Christmas. Isn't this a great feeling, right? My clothes fit, no problem, right? And that is wonderful. It truly is. But can I tell you the other thing too, that was a really sweet thing that was an NSV, and we don't talk enough about NSVs because they're so huge compared to just the poundage. Yeah. NSVs are huge. Okay. So I have this necklace. So it was my great grandmother's. It's silver and amethyst. It's very pretty. And when I was big, like when I was, you know, pre-Livy, I couldn't actually get it around my neck. Now I never realized you gained weight in your neck. I didn't think that was a thing, but apparently it is. I couldn't wear that necklace and it kind of grieved me because I love that necklace. And guess what? It fits. And whenever I wear that necklace now, I feel like I've got my family with me. I knew my great grandmother quite well. So, you know, she lived in Britain, but we went over a lot. So I did see her. And so it is such a thrill for me to be able to wear this necklace now. And I don't ever want to get to the stage where I can't wear it again, you know? So
aww.
I don't know.
I love
that. I think the NSVs are important. I think people need to really celebrate them.
Yeah. Non-scale victories. In case there's anyone listening who doesn't know what we're talking about, we focus on that a lot. In fact, Dr. Dina was talking about that today. You know, yeah, we all want that scale to move, but those non-scale victories can really, you know, not only show you what you are doing beyond the scale, but they can also be very motivating. Julia, we got to go. Final words to all of our members who are listening today.
Well, I'm going to say for the ones that are not in maintenance yet, you're going to love it when you get here. Same great community. We're all going to be welcoming you when you come. It's going to be really supportive for you here, just like it has been in the groups. And I just want to say, you know, don't stress. Be kind to yourself. You know, be as calm as you can, because that's going to help you to do everything you need to do. And whatever you need to do to be calm, whether it's a, you know, Epsom salt bath, the walk in the woods, time with your friends, maybe, or meditation, whatever works for you, do whatever you have to do to get to that kind of calm, because it's a great feeling, I can tell you.
Oh my goodness. Well, this has been a wonderful conversation, Julie. Thank you so much. I know I'll see you again because you'll be joining us for another Weigh In Wednesday, I am sure. I think it's so important. Like I said, I was looking forward to this conversation first of all, to hear from real people on very real journeys. And we're always so focused on weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. And I know we're having these deep conversations over in maintenance, but I think it's good sometimes for them to cross over and people who are in weight loss get a taste of, you know, the conversations that we're having over there from someone who's over there, who's living it. So thank you so much. I appreciate you joining me today.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, may I just say what a great thrill it is for me too, because Gina, I've been watching you now for a couple of years and to actually talk to you is wonderful. So thank you for that opportunity.
Stop. You are so kind. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Stop. You know, here's the thing. Okay. So people do tend to thank me at this point in the program. And I just want to be really real with you. All I'm doing with you is sharing everything that I've learned. Remind you, like, you know, things I've learned over pretty much my entire life, but I love talking weight loss and I love having these conversations with our guests. And if you've made change in your life with this program, it's because you've done the work at the end of the day. And I just want to take a minute, given the fact that it's our last Spill the Tea of our winter program. I swear I'm not procrastinating and I won't keep this. I won't go on and on, but I do want to take a minute and share all of our guests who have joined us for our Spill the Tea segments. It's not easy to sit up here and share your very personal and somewhat profound, you know, stories of, you know, your weight loss journey. We've cried, we have laughed, we've had some super meaningful conversations, and people like Julie and all of the guests we've had on over the last few weeks, they help build the foundation of the community. They open up the floor to have conversations. They provide the opportunity to connect with other people and to have this experience resonate in ways that like make it really real. And I can sit up here all day and talk about this or talk about that or tell you this and tell you that. But when you hear it from real people on very real journeys, I just think it just makes it real to you. And if you can believe it, you can do it. So I just want to give a massive shout out to Julie and the rest of our guests from all of our Spill the Tea segments. And if I may, also all of our Libby Loser spotlights and all of you, I hope that you take time to visit the Celebrate and Inspire post and take time to celebrate yourself. And before I go, I want to remind you that all of these segments are all available in the group. So you will still have access to the Facebook support group in between groups and ongoing. So you can pop back in at any time and watch any of these segments. You can also download and listen to them by way of our podcast, Way and Magina, available on all podcast platforms. Thank you for joining me. I will see you for the next Spill the Tea over in our spring group. Thanks, everyone.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.